one of the greatest drummers of all time, has died. Elvin Jones died yesterday in a New Jersey hospital of heart failure. His powerful, complex playing helped change the role of the drummer in jazz groups and influenced a generation of rockers. Elvin Jones came from a musical family. One of his brothers is the legendary jazz pianist, Hank Jones. Another was the equally celebrated horn player and band leader, the late Thad Jones. The three brothers grew up in Pontiac, Michigan. Hank took off for New York. Elvin and Thad made their names in Detroit's vibrant jazz scene after World War II. Elvin Jones eventually moved to New York and in 1960 joined one of the most acclaimed and challenging groups in the history of jazz, saxophonist John Coltrane's quartet. In a 1998 interview, WHYY's Fresh Air host Terry Gross asked him, what did his brothers think of his abstract style developed while playing with Coltrane?
I don't know. I know that they like me. You know, that's the main thing. They didn't care what I played. I'm the baby boy.
The quartet and Elvin Jones' drumming had a profound influence on musicians and listeners in the six short years it was together. In much the same way that every saxophonist had to contend with the towering sound Coltrane produced, every drummer knew who Elvin Jones was, and not just in jazz. He influenced The Doors, Santana, The Grateful Dead, and many others. Pianist McCoy Tyner once said, Elvin Jones is not just a drummer, he is a musical spirit. His playing expresses the highest plateau of self-expression, spiritual expression, as well as musical expression. Elvin Jones helped transform the drummer from a timekeeper to an improvising soloist. He was a master at playing multiple rhythms off each other. His hands and feet seemed to operate independently. He told Whitney Balliet, jazz critic for the New Yorker magazine, I can see forms and shapes in my mind when I solo, just as a painter can see forms and shapes when he starts a painting.
My main purpose was try to learn as much as I could about the music that had fascinated me so much. I've never lost that enthusiasm. I think it's just the most beautiful thing I'd ever heard in my life.
Elvin Jones talking to Terry Gross. He once told jazz critic Whitney Balliet, my drums are my life. If you aren't happy before, you are when you play. Elvin Jones gave his final performance just a few weeks ago. He died yesterday. He was 76 years old.